This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to hour number three. Cody, how are we already in hour number three, man? This is amazing. Time flies when you're having fun and when you're sitting in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. And again, folks, find us on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. And there's the chat room. Hang out with everybody on the chat room. Say hi to everybody. They are very, very friendly, and we've got some good friends there. And I'm Dave Sussman. You can follow me at David Sussman on Twitter. Please follow me over there. And you can also watch my shows daily from 11 to 1 Pacific time on America's Voice News. I have a show called America's Voice Live. 2 hours every single day. So, yeah, this is 5 hours of media today. And I also have a show on Thursdays at 4 p.m. on America's Voice News called Whiskey Politics. And you can find Whiskey Politics on our Facebook page. Search Whiskey Politics. And you can also like us at The David Sussman Show, The Dave Sussman Show. My mother calls me David. So I want to get back to, in our third hour here, we got Michael Loftus coming up, just joining us. You know Michael. He's on The Five and Fox News all the time. He's a stand-up comedian. Very, very funny guy. Super, super nice guy. I've had him on a couple of panels that I've done. And he's going to join us and talk about what's going on over there at the MSNBC debate for the Democrats, so you don't have to watch it. But meanwhile, I really want to get back into really what I think is probably one of the most important issues of our day right now, and that is this assault. And this has been a recurring theme all night tonight, this assault on our president by the left, by the House of Democrats and the representatives, the House of Representatives. And, you know, this is just the latest. I argue with some people. Actually, there's only one or two people that have actually argued with me on this. But I've been calling this a coup for a long time. It is a coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. And what it is essentially that the day after, we know, everybody's now saying the same thing, although I started talking about it months ago, that the day after the inauguration, the Washington Post says, now the impeachment begins. The Washington Post said that. The Washington friggin' Post. Like most people consider the second newspaper in America of record. Democracy dies in the darkness. Yeah, you know what the darkness is that the democracy is dying in? These star chambers that Adam Schiff has set up over the past couple of months that we're now just starting to see select people that he wants to for the world to see that are going to support their narrative that this president should be impeached. But think about it for a minute. This isn't about Ukraine. This started long ago. It was about collusion with Russia. That was attempt number one. Attempt number two, it was obstruction of justice. Attempt number three, quid pro quo. Attempt number four now is bribery. That is all just in the past several months. We can go back to the 25th Amendment. We can go back to Stormy Daniels. We can go back to everything that we've seen with this insane level of energy by this frothing, feverish mob that wants to take out our president because they know better than you. They do not believe that you have the ability to know what is best for you. So let us, the leftists in Washington, D.C., and the leftists in the media, Let us control your lives, because we know better than you. We're better educated than you. We're better connected than you. We have better jobs and more money than you. And you know why we know this? Because we tell each other it at our cocktail party circuits every Friday and Saturday nights. Yet, this president, he keeps getting back up. Sure, if we have a time for this clip here, Matt Gaetz is listening to this president and is fighting back. Matt Gaetz, representative from Florida, has got evolution of the Democrats' impeachment argument here.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
Cold, hard evidence to collude.
There is significant evidence, much of it in the public domain, on the issue of collusion.
Mueller found no collusion between President Trump or his campaign in Russia.
Those things make a very strong case for the president having committed an obstruction of justice.
It would add to a growing body of evidence that the president is involved in trying to obstruct justice.
The evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
President Trump, his answer was, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Bribery.
Democrats promised quid pro quo, and what we got was bait and switch.
That's exactly what this is. This whole thing's been a bait and switch. This whole thing is just... It would be really funny and comedic if it wasn't so damn scary. And I'm petrified that these people are turning enough minds off and enough minds over because they are just doing the Goebbels thing. You remember Goebbels, Hitler's henchman? You repeat a lie often enough and people believe it's true. And you've got 40-something percent of this country that believe every stinking word that is coming out of the mouth of Adam Schiff and his merry men on that dais and his acolytes in the media. And it's hurting. It's hurting this president. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not coming up here with bravado saying, landslide 2020. I think it will happen. But right now, this is a scary time. We're going to talk with Michael Loftus, who is the purveyor at the Loftus Party. You've seen Michael. He's on The Five and all over Fox News. And he's a stand-up comedian, a super nice guy. We're going to have him after the break here at Real Side. Dave Sussman. I sometimes forget where I'm at in my chair. Sorry, folks. And we'll be right back here after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
I don't know about you guys, but how about we turn off this noise and stop talking about politics and just watch Rodney Dangerfield all night? Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We're on Facebook on our website, therealside.com, and of course, we are across the fruited plain of 52 stations on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio networks. And you can always give us a phone call in here at 855-732-5563. And as I promised, I teased you guys that we were going to have the Michael Loftus from the Loftus Party come in and basically share with us what the heck is going on in the outside real world as we're sitting here at Realside. Michael, how are you, my friend?
I am good, man. I'm good. I'm in politics overload. What a day. Between the impeachment and then the Democrat, I'm not even going to call it the Democratic, the Democrat debate. it's just been, we're in a 24-hour garbage news cycle.
Oh, it's insane.
Just dreams and lollipop.
It's insane. Michael Loftus, you could find him on Twitter at the Loftus Party, and I believe that is also this, the loftusparty.com. Michael, you're on Fox News all the time. I've watched you on The Five, and you're on Fox Nation. You're a stand-up comic, and you're working on behind the scenes on some pretty exciting stuff for Hollywood as well. Give me your impression of what you saw tonight for those of us that weren't lucky enough to sit through that miserable debate.
I tried to watch as much as I could, but it's identity politics at its finest. Like, they didn't speak to me, but I tell you what, if you're Hawaiian, they have a plan. If you're Asian, they have a plan. If you're a one-eyed paraplegic pirate, they have a plan. They don't have a plan for the rest of us. But every little tiny little sliver of minority, you're the victim of a gross injustice, and we have to figure this out. They have no ideas. They have no ideas. They hate Trump, and it's craziness, man. I don't know what their plan is.
We were checking in periodically tonight as we were talking through impeachment and everything else that's going on in the real world, and it looked like Tulsi Gabbard was taking a lot of incoming. Is that correct?
Yeah, it looked like they were coming after Tulsi pretty good. Just knowing that, I think that they're realizing that she's the one who's appealing to moderates, to moderate Democrats, and maybe the Never Trumpers as well. But then Tulsi, they just did their closing statements, and like Tulsi did this really bizarre close where she's like, Dr. Martin Luther King visited Hawaii in 1956, and then it turned into like a little ad for Hawaii and the spirit of aloha. And my vote said aloha to Tulsi. It means hello and goodbye.
And goodbye. It's like shalom, right? It's one of those interchangeable words. Let me ask you, I mean, just from the perspective of taking a look at the field, and I know there's some candidates that didn't make the cut tonight, so I think there's still something like 18 or 19 people that are out there that want to be president. But this is not the Democratic Party of our fathers, you know, or even our distant cousins from 5 years ago. What's happened to the left, and how did they just take over in such a forceful way that they've done in the past couple 3 years?
Well, it's really, I think it's a combination of things. It's the schools and their failure to teach how our country works, to teach basic civics, and their failure to teach history. Most kids don't know about how many millions of people died in China during the Communist Revolution. They don't know about the millions of people that Stalin killed. They don't know that socialism has a history of failing. And then you've got that they come out of college and they've got a mountain of debt and a degree that they can't use. So it's like the perfect storm of BS right now. You've got a stage full of people who like, hey, you know what? Don't worry about that student loan. We're going to pay that off. And you know what? The government's going to do a great job by taking care of you, and we're going to give you all, you know, Medicare for all. And the more power that the government has, it's all good. Socialism's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's madness. It's not based in reality. And then you throw in the straw villain of Donald Trump, orange man bad, elect me, and I'm going to stop him. And it's just it's really the perfect storm of BS.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost feel bad for these. I really do. I almost feel bad for the people who watch MSNBC every day, and they are. They're watching a different movie than the rest of the country.
Yes, a different reality. And a lot of that stems.
Depressing.
Yeah, a lot of that stems from our higher educational institutions, and they're spitting out these gender studies degrees, and they're going out to, they're now working in corporate America. But you're a stand-up comedian, and I just saw No Safe Spaces last week, and I met with the cast and Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, Dave Rubin, and all those guys. And I've got to ask you, from a standpoint of being a stand-up comedian, in the last couple of minutes before our first break here, I'll let you answer quickly. What's that been like for you? Are you feeling that there's been a freeze on your ability to be a stand-up comic? And do you go to college campuses?
Oh, dude, I haven't done college campuses in years. I was in, like, Omaha, somewhere like Nebraska or South Dakota or something. And whatever, it's a long story, but there was a lunch lady who had a very thick German accent, and I thought it was hilarious. So I opened up my set with doing an impression of the German lunch lady, and I'm like, well, I bet everybody pays for their lunch here. No one's going to tell her she's wrong. And I did, like, very lightly, like, made a joke about a Nazi, right? And like, I got complaints, and they're like, how dare you assume that woman's a Nazi? And I'm like, okay,
wow.
I'm done with colleges. I'm done. And you can't, when you can't make fun of Nazis, dude, you got a problem.
Wow.
You got a big problem.
That's really
yeah.
scary.
So that's why it's with Prager and Corolla, God bless those guys.
Yeah.
I hear that movie's fantastic. But with those, I've been doing political comedy, coast to coast for years now. To them, I'm like, hey, welcome aboard.
Yeah, we're just coming into our commercial break here. Where can folks find you? You said you got a stand-up coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Chicago Improv doing my Freedom to Laugh tour, and it's going to be a special for Fox Nation. It's going to be their very first all-comedy show
nice.
On Fox Nation. I'm like Neil Armstrong, landing on the moon, my man.
Yeah, they let the eagle land, my friend. That's really exciting. Good for you.
The eagle of liberty is landing at Fox Nation.
We got Michael Loftus. He's calling us from the East Coast. You're up late tonight because he's working on all sorts of things. And we're going to talk politics and impeachment after the break here. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. And again, don't forget to follow Michael at the Loftus Party on Twitter. I'm at David Sussman. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked if he would punish Saudi leaders for the death of Jamal Khashoggi and for other human rights violations.
Yes, and I said it at the time, Khashoggi was in fact murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. And I would make it very clear, we were not going to in fact sell more weapons to them. We were going to in fact make them pay the price and make them in fact the pariah that they are.
Andrew Yang was asked, if you win, what would you say in your first call to Vladimir Putin?
Well, first I'd say, I'm sorry I beat your guy. We're not sorry.
Not sorry.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are 2.5 into our 3 hours. It just flies by, Cody. I don't know how, you know what, and I did 2 hours of TV, and I can keep going all day, especially when you have guests like Michael Loftus, who's just, we were just during the break, we were just talking about movies and having fun, and hate to do this to you, Michael, and Michael Loftus, you can find him at theloftusparty.com, as well as on Twitter, and you can find him all over the place, Fox Nation, Fox News, on the Five, and everywhere else, and we'll give you a chance to find out where he's playing next weekend in Chicago. Chicago Improv, I believe, Sunday night. And, Michael, let me ask you. I want to get serious here for a minute. Yesterday,
all right.
Yesterday, if you watch the mainstream news, Ambassador, I'm sorry, Vindman. Vindman's testimony was devastating
Republicans. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Okay? Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
You just earned your keep right there. That's it. See, that's how quick he is. What was that? To Nunes, right? That was to Nunes.
What a giant douche. That's the guy who gets fragged by his own men in Vietnam.
Dude, the guy got offered to become defense secretary, a secretary of defense for Ukraine, not once, not twice, but thrice. What is that?
Yeah.
How do they...
I swear to God, how like they know you're in the U.S. military, right?
Yeah.
You wear your uniform to work. You've already got a gig. You work for Uncle Sam. They offered him that job 3 times. That's a dude who's talking a lot of smack around the water cooler.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, I really don't like it here. I'm putting out the feelers everywhere. I'm in international corruption LinkedIn.
I've been in that group. It's pretty ugly. So, okay, you got Vindman yesterday. The media make it sound like he's the hero for the left. Today, Ambassador Sondland's morning, it was so bad for the right. It was so bad for Trump that Schiff actually took a break and went out and told the media what to say, and they went out and said it. And now, obviously, if you take a look at the actual transcript or if you watch the thing today, Sondland admits – He has no evidence Trump tied Ukraine military aid to investigations other than his own presumption. There's nothing there. But if you watch the media, Mike, if you watch the media, it's days of Rome, you know, falling Rome for President Trump. How are we living in these two different realities today?
I tell you, it is. It is like that thing on the internet. Do you see a blue dress or a gold dress? Do you see this, that? Do you hear this or that? It is crazy. And this is, I have a YouTube channel, The Loftus Party, and I did a video about this very thing. And I think most people who are watching this, they realize this has nothing to do with, the Constitution or really impeaching a president. It has everything to do with keeping that pressure on. It's their only hope of winning 2020. They're trying to get the swing voters, suburban women. They're trying to get the people who don't pay that much attention to politics. And it's like, hey, everybody in the office says Trump is a criminal. Everybody on CNN says he's a criminal. Everyone on MSNBC says he's a criminal. Ergo, he must be a criminal. It is really the last, if the media can pull this off, if the media and the Democrats can pull off this trick, they've had Russia collusion, he's a traitor, he's a Russian spy, and now it's impeachment and quid pro quo, and there's nothing there. Boy, if they can pull this off, I really fear for our republic, because it's a giant magic act. It's the biggest con job we've ever seen in our nation's history.
We know this. Many people that we're friends with know this. But does the public know this? Because if you step outside of our, and we're all in our own echo chambers today, left, right, in whatever it may be, you step outside of our echo chamber, and people are either one of two things, in my opinion. They're either ambivalent, they just don't care, you know, and they're just living their life, or they're, like, really uncomfortable with this president. And it's like, yeah, he must have done something wrong. Okay, what did he do wrong? I'm not smart enough to tell you, but obviously he did. They wouldn't be impeaching him otherwise. And that's what the left and Schiff and all these guys are hoping, to basically use this sledgehammer on the American public. And the media are complicit, Mike. They are complicit. They are carrying the left's water, and it's by hook or crook.
And that is the really scary part. It's like, It's like watching Pravda. It's like watching official state television. Well, now that I'm in New York and I'm writing on this other show and I'm on this East Coast time zone, I'm able to watch, you know, Fox and Friends, and then I can flip it back and watch Morning Joe, you know, just to get a flavor of what everybody's saying. And dude, the stuff they're saying on Morning Joe and the stuff they're saying on CNN is terrifying. And you know, Joe Scarborough's not an idiot. He's really not.
He was
a
Republican.
He's a politically... Exactly. And he is cherry-picking quotes, and they're taking things out of context, and they know it. And they know it. And so you're like, wow, this has nothing to do about truth, but has everything to do about winning over hearts and minds. And that's when it really... It's like living in the Matrix. It is. It's like living in the Matrix. And that's where, I guess that's where you get that, the whole phrase, you know, he got red-pilled,
right,
or he got woke or whatever. But man, it's really, it's disturbing. And that's why, but seriously, it's why I'm going, I think they're trying to isolate conservatives. They're trying to make us feel lonely. Ooh, I better not talk about politics here because everybody hates Trump. Maybe I'm the weirdo because I like small government. Maybe I'm the weirdo because I have faith in my fellow man and I don't have faith in some big giant federal bureaucracy. That's why I'm doing these Freedom to Laugh shows. I want these people on the right to be able to come out for an evening of entertainment, look around and laugh at this stuff, make fun of these people, make fun of their goofball ideas in a giant room full of people who are like-minded. And it's such an awesome feeling when I'm meeting people after the show and they're like, I've never had a better time at a comedy club. This was great. And I'm not alone.
Yeah.
There's a ton of us. A ton of people voted for Donald Trump. A ton. And his policies, you might not like his tweets. I love his tweets. But some people, they might not like his tone. They might not like the way he says it. But when it comes down to policies, he is crushing it. He is crushing it. And the country's thriving. It's just, and that's the other thing. Like, why would the Democrats want to stop the success of this country? They just realize they're losing control. And unfortunately, I think you've got some so-called conservatives that are helping him out because, you know, he's upsetting the apple cart.
Yeah, he's changing. I mean, the problem is it isn't so much the politicians. We can choose not to elect a politician. It's the deep state. And I think people are finally waking up and seeing these careerists that are being paraded in front of Congress and they've been there for 10, 20, 30 years. They are the ones that are determining whether or not the president's policies should be enacted or not. This is the really scary thing. By the way, real quickly, again, because we've got a couple minutes here, if you're in the Midwest or you want to fly to Chicago, folks, where can they find you this weekend?
The Chicago Improv, Freedom the Last Tour, Chicago Improv, Sunday night show is at 7. There will be a camera crew there because we're taping this thing for Fox Nation. It's going to be a big event. It's going to be a big show.
That's exciting. And I'm excited also to be working with you on another project to be announced soon. And, we've got some alternative. Listen, folks, we got to fight back here. And folks like Michael and the Loftus Party and what we're doing here and what I'm doing at America's Voice News, this is the only way we can fight back. It's about winning hearts and minds. And comedy is the best way of all, Michael. I mean, I got to tell you, you're a funny guy. You're very popular on Fox News, and I'm looking forward to seeing great things happen with you as you continue to build your portfolio of.
I'm having fun, dude.
Yeah, no, it's very, very exciting. Folks can find you also where? Loftusparty.com.
Yeah, the Loftusparty.com, and that's an open forum. That's an open forum. It's like a huge, beautiful, gorgeous message board. If you've got a cool restaurant, if you've got a cool business, just post it up there. Post it up. It's like a Facebook, but you don't get kicked off or throttled.
You don't get throttled or kicked off? You don't get censured if you say a bad thing about a Democrat?
It's crazy like that.
That is
freedom
weird.
Who to funk it?
That is weird. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I greatly appreciate, first of all, you're on East Coast, and I know you're working on a show, so I greatly appreciate you staying up late. When you're back, let's get together. We're going to be working on this other project thing together, which we hope to announce soon. And looking forward to it, and looking forward to seeing you just continue to skyrocket with everything that you're doing, because culture, you know, we know this. Yeah, Andrew Breitbart said it, right? Politics is downstream from culture. If you win the hearts and minds doing what you're doing, making people laugh, Michael Offer, just the world is a better place, and people will learn some better ideas than they're learning from the mainstream media. So greatly appreciate it. God bless, my friend, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you next week.
All right, take care. All right, Michael. And Dave, I will be back here at David Sussman on Twitter and America's Voice News Daily on America's Voice Live. I'll be back with wrapping it up in the final third hour here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Anytime we finish up an evening here at Realside with a little Santana, I'm a happy man. Yeah, I like the good music, the old music. That's when music was good. Dave Sussman here, finishing up 3 hours in the chair for Joe Messina here at Realside Radio. It's been a long day for me. I have 2 hours in the morning at America's Voice News, America's Voice Live. And you can like our page, Whiskey Politics, on Facebook. Please give us a like and follow us. We have a lot of fun on a daily basis, put up all of our interviews, and share some of the stuff over from America's Voice News as well. We've been talking tonight about impeachment. We're right in the middle of it right now. I think it's even more of an important story than the latest Democrat debate. But what we're seeing right now is in essence, a creation of a narrative out of whole cloth. That the Adam Schiff, as we've talked about tonight, took this narrative along with Nancy Pelosi about you know, bribery and quid pro quo and everything else. It's a story. And he's trying to sell the story to the American public. And this isn't new. This is as long as the days of Greek mythology and the Bible. And, you know, speaking of Greeks, let's talk about philosophers. Plato said of himself, those that control the story control society. Those that control the story control society. Plato. So what Schiff is doing right now is he is, in essence, using the last 30 years of the leftists that have taken over our institutions of academia, of Hollywood, of our corporations, of our pop culture. And we have now created a society where there are so many more people out there that care about feelings first over facts. That it is truly, as Michael Loftus was saying, it is horrifying to think about what if these people gained power. The problem is that this is a democracy and that they can gain power. And if those of us that are on the right that are watching what is happening right now with impeachment thinking, oh, Donald Trump is a slam dunk for 2020 because people are sick and tired of this. No, he's not a slam dunk, folks. Do not become complacent. They are trying to steamroll you. They are trying to, when I say they, I'm talking about the leftists that are basically now being held hostage by their base on the Democrat Party. They are running roughshod over the Constitution. Adam Schiff is creating his own rules. He's getting rid of the Fourth, the Fifth, and the Sixth Amendments. No due process, and you can't face your own accusers. This whistleblower, Eric Chiaramella, and yeah, I could say his name. He's a CIA. He's first of all, Chiaramella starts with CIA. Okay. He was raised by the deep state under Clapper, Brennan. He worked under Joe Biden and under the Obama administration. And they are not calling him up as a witness because they know the second that they do that Jim Jordan will rip him apart. But they know better than you. They know more than you. But they don't understand you. They don't understand why President Trump became president. This is a glaring sign of the intelligentsia's decrepitude. Is their complete and utter lack of interest in understanding why President Donald Trump became president. They don't understand why Brexit happened in England. These are the people that want to think for us. They want to tell you what to eat, what to drive, what to say, because now language is a threat for them. Remember being a kid, however old you are, and the sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me? It's now completely the opposite. They're now telling you that names not only can hurt you, but people should be canceled. They should have their careers ruined if they use the wrong vernacular. They have a disdain for common people and have shown zero intellectual curiosity for the social shifts of our day. Whereby we want to work, we want to preserve the environment, we want to take care of our kids, we want to practice our religion freely. And in the United States and in England, the public intellectuals have decided that they are going to be the deciders for you. The great unwashed. Those that do not live in D.C., New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, or London. anybody outside of these zones of higher intelligentsia don't deserve to vote because you obviously don't know how to vote. You screwed up with Brexit, you screwed up with Trump, and now look what you've done. He's trying to take down the deep state careerists who've decided for the last 30, 40, 50 years what foreign policy really should be. It isn't about who you vote for. It's about the people who know better than you. They went to Georgetown University. They go to the right cocktail parties. They know better than you. And that is why your right to vote for President of the United States is now under threat. They want to basically overturn the election of 2016 because you screwed up. How dare you? Don't you know your betters? Know what's better for you? We're making the world a better place. We're getting rid of plastic straws. These public intellectuals, they've convinced the public to vote according to their worldview. And there are a lot of people that are voting their worldview. Democracy? Hell no. This is as close to totalitarianism as I've ever seen in the West. They want to control your thought. They want to control your speech. They want to control what you're able to watch. And if you don't watch what they want you to watch, take a look at what Elizabeth Banks with Charlie's Angels said this weekend. The reason her movie flopped is because of men. They hate women. So everybody should be blamed. If you have the wrong plumbing, you are now a misogynist. How insane has this gotten, folks? We're voting against the public intellectuals. If you are conservative, you are voting against your betters, and they are having a seriously hard time understanding why. They don't want to spend more than 30 seconds considering why. Because they know they are better. They don't need to listen to the great unwashed across the red states. Just pay your taxes, buy your food, come see our movies, and shut the F up. Those are the rules, folks. You like them? Those are the rules. Just punch your time card and come home and watch what we dish out to you on HBO with Bill Maher and Dancing with the Stars and shut up. And you better vote right next time. And if you disagree with us, it's because you're a racist. If you disagree with us, it's because you're a homophobe. If you disagree with us, it's because you're a misogynist and a bigot. And you're dumb. And we're going to call your names, and we're going to shame you, and we're going to cancel you. If you say the wrong thing on social media, your career is over. We will cancel you. If you said the wrong thing 10 years ago when it was acceptable to say that thing, we're still going to cancel you if you're against us. This is the world we're living in now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not in any way under any assumption that the right is going to win in 2020. Because if you step outside of your echo chamber, people aren't thinking like you and I. They're not thinking about being independently minded. They just want us to shut up and go away. And if you've gone on social media and Twitter, it's cancerous. It is scary. People are evil on these platforms. And it seems to only be getting worse as we're heading into 2020. God forbid Ruth Bader Ginsburg has to be replaced in the next year. We're talking Armageddon. Folks, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's been a great 3 hours. I'll see you again real soon. please follow me on Twitter at David Sussman. Find me on Whiskey Politics on Facebook and The Dave Sussman Show. And I'll see you at America's Voice News daily from 11 to 1 Pacific time and on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Cheers, and I'll be back again soon. Take care. Thanks, Cody.